Mark chapter 10, verse 46, the Bible says, "And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. When he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, 'Thou son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stood still." I believe he got his attention. Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man and saith unto him, "Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth for thee." And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto them, "What would thou that I should do unto thee?" The blind man said to them, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And Jesus said unto him, "Go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Most of us, if we've been in church, we've heard messages preached. Matter of fact, Brother Jordan, I wished he was here this morning. I'd have him sing this song. It's an invitation song about blind Bartimaeus. And I want to bring out some things this morning. They are just simple things this morning, but I'm just a simple preacher, amen. I thank God for the simplicity of the gospel, amen. I thank God it wasn't too hard for me to understand, amen. But I want you to notice, first of all, in verse number 46, the Bible says that when he came to Jericho, as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging. I want you to know the condition of this man this morning. We know in the scripture the Bible said that he was blind. You think about people that are blind this morning, and I just want to go on record to say thank God that God's given me good help this morning. We have our deaf friends that come, and they ain't never, none of them's like Brother Fred, he told me the first time he'll hear choir sing will be when he gets to heaven, amen. Well, what a blessing that'll be, amen. There won't be nobody off key in that choir, I'll tell you that, amen. But you think about these people with disabilities. These people, I think about the Enlighteners, amen. They normally come to our camp meeting. They weren't here this year. And these two ladies, they're blind, my friend. Can you imagine this morning being blind and not able to see? Boy, that'd be terrible this morning. We'd have to take you around the building. Somebody would have to drive you to church. Amen. Somebody would have to take you to the fellowship hall. And this is the condition of this man this morning. He is blind. We don't know how long he was blind. Maybe he was blind from birth. I don't know. But we know that this man was blind. Now, I'll tell you this morning, if you'll look at that as a type of the sinner this morning, the Bible said that the devil has blinded the minds of those, amen. I'll tell you, I can remember the day that I was blind, and then I had no sight, my friend. I can remember those days that I sat, and I sat in darkness. I sat over here on 1712 Horn Drive in the darkness of sin, my friend. The devil had me bound, my friend. And I'll tell you this morning, I don't care if you're a 5-year-old child or a 50-year-old man. You at one time was blind and you were in darkness, amen, and you had no hope of tomorrow. You think about this man this morning. Everything that he done, he had to depend on somebody else. If he was going to eat, he had to depend on somebody to feed him. If he was going to go to the bathroom, he had to get somebody to get him to go to the bathroom. He was completely helpless. He had no help. And I tell you something else, man, you think about that. Do you think about this morning, of being blind, and not only if you're helpless, amen, there is no hope. There's no physician. There's nothing that this man can go to. He can't go nowhere to get his sight back. And I think about that. This is his condition. This man is blind. And folks, you know this. You've heard this preached before by other preachers. Man, we were blinded, amen, by the devil. I tell you this morning, I thank God the day that I received my sight, amen. I tell you, these people that get saved and nothing ever changes, I wouldn't give a nickel for that kind of salvation, amen. I remember the day I got saved, amen. I'm telling you, my eyes were open up, amen. Something happened to me, amen. It wasn't religion, amen. It was salvation, amen. I got a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. But you know his condition, Brother Terrence, he was blind, but he also was begging. I thank God. I just go on record right now. I thank God I ain't never had to beg for nothing. Man, can you imagine? And I know there's people out there, they're con artists. I know they sit on the side of the road and say, we'll work for food. You know, if you had said, well, hop on in here, I got a job, they wouldn't want to hop in the vehicle with you, amen? But you know that's what sin will do to you, amen? You know how far sin will take you? It'll put you on the side of the road begging and to get your next meal. Man, that's what sin will do to you. Hey, you young people, listen to the preacher this morning. Sin will take you places you don't want to ever thought you'd ever end up, amen. Are you listening to the preacher? I don't care if you got a Bible in your lap. Hey, sin will put you on the side of the road begging. Amen. I've dealt with all kind of kids, all kind of girls. I could tell you story after story after story what sin will do to you, amen. I'm telling you, that's why I preach the way I preach. I don't want to ever see my daughter, amen. It'd break my heart this morning if my daughter was out and sin and devil had blinded her and she's on the side of the road, amen, begging to get her next meal. That is the condition this man's in. He has no hope. He's helpless, amen. He knows, all he knows is if I'm going in, I got to beg for it. Yeah. Amen. That's what sin will do to you. Right. I'm not saying the man was blind because he was sin, because he was in sin. I'm not saying that. But it's a typology in your Bible. You listen to me, young people, this morning. You say, I'm the exception to the rule. You just get out there and fool with sin and see how far. You see how merciful sin will be to you, amen. I'll tell you, sin will never be merciful to you. Sin will never give you a break. Sin will beat you and beat you and beat you to the point that you're on the side of the road. Some of you girls, you'll go sell your body to get your next hit.
Yeah.
That's how bad sin is. Amen? And I don't want our kids to ever think you can get out playing sin and get away with it. You will not get away with it. Amen? And here is a man. He is blind. His condition is he's blind and he's begging. Do you understand what the preacher's saying this morning? Y'all getting it? Amen? He's blind and he's begging. I mean, that is his condition. That, to me, is a hopeless and a helpless condition. There is no physician to go to. There is no surgery that this man can have. He is not going to get his sight back unless it's supernaturally given back to him. I'm telling you, when Adam fell in the garden, there was no hope for Adam unless God himself supernaturally stepped in and provided a sacrifice. You understand the preacher this morning? I'm trying to tell you, there's no hope and there's no help outside of the salvation of the Lord Jesus. That is the condition this morning to this man. But I want you to look here, if you would, in verse 47. There's a condition, but look what it said. I just noticed this, reading it right before I came up. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth. Now something's going on in the crowd. Somebody's bragging on Jesus somewhere in that crowd. I mean, here's a man, he's on the wayside, he's blind, he's begging, and somehow, evidently, his hearing wasn't affected. I mean, can you imagine all this crowd, and they're walking around, Brother Don, and here comes this crowd down this by the wayside, and they're bragging, and I don't know, maybe they were going, man, can you believe what Jesus just done? I mean, I can't believe that man couldn't walk, and he said, rise up, walk, and here that man is, he got up and walked, and then another guy said, hey, I can you believe that blind man? He'd been blind for birth, and God stepped in, and God gave him his sight. I mean, they were bragging on Jesus, amen. I tell you, wouldn't God's people would start bragging on him again. Hey, let me tell you about today. He come by my house. Let me tell you about today. He come through my home, amen. I wish to God the people of God would brag on him again. Amen. We sit in our church and we can't brag on him in here. We ain't going to brag on him by the wayside. I'm telling you, God's been good to me. Amen. He has done above and beyond that I can think of. Why? Because I want the world to know I was once blind, but now I can see. Hallelujah. He heard something in the crowd. It just wasn't a king coming through. It just wasn't another ruler coming through. It was a man that helped people. It was a man that healed. It was a man that brought the lepers out. Are you listening to me this morning? He heard something in the crowd. Something was stirring in the crowd. He said, could it be? Could it be Jesus of Nazareth? And the Bible said there's a conversation going on. I'm telling you, that's why when I get around people, I like to brag on Jesus. I don't know what blind man sitting on the wayside. I don't know if there's somebody that needs some help that's been bound by sin. I want them to say, hey, I heard if Jesus can do it for you, I'm sure blind Bartimaeus would say, well, they're saying he healed a blind man. I wonder if he could touch me too. I'm telling you something, my friend. You don't know what's in our congregation this morning. You don't know what family's about to bust apart. And you don't know, but maybe if God was to touch you, and the conversation wouldn't be about the movie you watched or the music you listened to, but the conversation would be about the time God touched you and the time that God done something in your life. Maybe we might see some more people come out of darkness. I want to see people come out of darkness, amen. So he had a conversation. His condition, he was blind. He was begging. There's a conversation. Somebody is telling this man, Jesus is coming down the road. Boy, this morning, what if somebody ran in here and said, Jesus is coming down the road? Hey, man, I think I'd want to go see Jesus. I would. Maybe some of y'all wouldn't want to go see him, but I would. Amen. Give me a Presbyterian nod right there on the front row. Amen. I love to see Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, here's a man, his condition, man, blind, begging. Hey, the conversation. Are you listening? There were some people in the crowd, they were lifting the name of the Lord Jesus Christ up. But let me also say something about the crowd now. Hey, I've kind of bragged on the crowd, but surely there wouldn't be nobody like this in here. Surely I'm just preaching, I'm just wasting my time on this point, amen. But I want you to notice the crowd, amen. We had the conversation, brother. There's some in there, no doubt in my mind, there's some in there bragging on Jesus. But look what happens here. Y'all still with me? Say amen. Look, I'm getting somewhere. I'm almost through. I'm preaching as fast as I could. Look at verse number 48. The Bible says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace. You know what that tells me? There, everybody in the crowd ain't as excited about Jesus as some of them were. Hey, man, there's probably some doubters, amen. There's probably some, you know, with their spiritual spyglass out. You know how they wear the glasses down here, looking at everybody saying, I really wonder if Jesus done something for you. Well, I don't know. I didn't see it. There were doubters in the crowd. You know that. Say amen right there. There's always doubters in the crowd. Amen. There's doubters in there, Tyler. I'm sure they said, I don't know if that guy was really blind back in that other town. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's just trying to get his benefits. I don't know. I don't know if that guy was really crippled. I don't know. I think I saw him down at the gym the other day. I don't know. Hey, there's a crowd, and you know what they told that, you know what they said? Hold your peace. Don't bother the master. There's no, and you know what, not only, let me go ahead and throw this in so I can move to the next point, amen. There's not only doubters in the crowd, I guarantee you there was powders in the crowd. Well, he didn't do nothing for me. He ain't blessed me yet with that head bobbing up and down. He ain't blessed me any. Hey, there were doubters in there and there were powders, but there were some shouters because he heard. Amen. I tell you, I don't want to be a doubter. Amen. Can I tell something? This is a true story. Brother Terrence and Miss April can vouch for this.
Right.
This is a true story. I mean, this is coming right. I mean, this just happened, Brother Don. We ought to just run around the building and shout on this. What happened this morning? The power went out. Did y'all know that? The power went out.
Yeah.
Thinking, man, how can we have church without the power? Amen? Sometimes I think, how am I going to preach without the power? I said, man, we got to have some power, amen. These Baptists today, they can't come in and sit in a hot service. I mean, I can't read my Bible. It ain't like you're reading some of it anyway. I can't text on my phone. I can't see it. I can't pass notes. How are we going to have church if we can't do that? my wife, I mean, I said, man, we need to pray, man. We need to pray. And my wife said, she lifted her hand and said, I believe the power is going to come. And bam, the power came on. That's it. Am I telling the truth? Hey, she wasn't a doubter in the crowd. I mean, she was the shouter in the crowd. You know what I was? I was the doubter in the crowd. How are we going to have church? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? Hey, you just get God in the middle of it, amen, and we'll have a little shouting, amen. I'm wondering around, how are we going to do this? How do you? She said, I'm just going to prophesy. The power coming on. Bam, the power come on. You know what Brother Terrence said? Miss Tanya, we need $10,000. Amen. Could you pray right now? Woo! I said, I need it too, amen. Get a hold of God. Hey, but there's people in the crowd. Amen. They ain't going to be happy. They want blind Bartimaeus to stay blind. They don't want God to get no glory. I'm telling you this morning, you know what blind Bartimaeus was to the crowd? He was worthless to the crowd. That crowd would rather stay, let him stay on welfare and disability than him to ever get any help. I've been around some church folk, I hate to say it, I know we have visitors here this morning, but I've been around some church folk, they'd rather you stay blind. They'd rather you stay in the dumps. They'd rather stay you begging, amen. They don't want to see God bless nobody except them. Now I'm going to tell you, you get your eyes off of you and get it on others, amen, and start praying for others and see what God will do in your life. Amen. You know what that? You know what it was to that crowd? That blind Bartimaeus, you know why he was worthless? They couldn't get nothing from him. See, if the crowd can't get nothing from you, they don't want you. Hey, that's what my friends were when I was out and seeing, amen. When I was out and seeing, when all the money ran out, then I was worthless to them. I didn't get no phone calls, amen. They didn't want to go party. They didn't want to do nothing. You know why? I wasn't worth nothing to them. Amen. Now, you look at God, what's a blind man going to be for God? Man, why would he take time to stop? The Bible said he stood still. Y'all still with me? He stood still. He ain't worthless to God. Amen. He ain't worthless to God. I got news for you. God died for everybody in this building. Amen. And he took inventory of who he was going to die for. Let me tell you that. And I'm going to tell you, if I was God, I would have went, got my ball and went to the house. I would have called them legions of angels, amen. I would have called every one of them saying, I ain't going through that for that crowd, but I thank God Jesus, I ain't Jesus, amen. I thank Jesus ain't me, amen. I thank God he died for the blind man. You know what that crowd said? I tell you what that crowd said. He's worthless. See, because if somebody can't get none out of you, you're worthless to them. You know, Brother Wayne, I'll be honest with you. We don't even know what that man done for God. All we know is he followed him. That's all we know. The Bible said, and he followed him on the way. Amen. Maybe he got in the crowd. He was the one shouting in the crowd. I don't know. Hey, the crowd looks at us as worthless. I tell you something else. They said, would you just be quiet? I mean, there ain't no need for that kind of thing going on in the church. Why are you shouting in church? Why are you praising God in church? Can you just hold your peace? Preacher, why are you so animated? Don't you know we got visitors here? I'm not changing. This is the way I preach. Hey, well, can you hold your peace? Can you bring it down? Let's take it from here and put it right here. Can you bring it down an aisle? That's the crowd, you know, because we're worthless to the crowd. You know what they said? Can you hold your peace? He was worrisome to the crowd. He made them nervous. You ever been around somebody that just got it? Woo! And you're sitting by them and you're going, honey, move down. Move down. Move down. You're just nervous. It's worrying you. You know why it worries you? Because you ain't never shouted in church. You ain't never gave God no praise in church. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, there was something about this boy, man. The crowd looked at him and said, he ain't worth nothing of. I'm going to tell you what the world will do. You listen to me, kids. The world, when they're through with you, they'll throw you to the curb, and you're not worth nothing. You ain't worth two nickels to them. Because once they get every drop of everything out of you, they'll throw you to the can. They'll throw you to the side like an old dirty can. And then when you need something, when you need some help, You'll just be worrisome to them. Don't bother me. You got yourself in that. Now you get yourself out. Hey, you help me get into this. I'm talking about the conversation. Somebody in there was bragging on Jesus. There were some powders, doubters, and chowders in there, I know. And then we find the crowd here. He was worthless, and he was worrisome to the crowd. But look at verse 49. I'm almost done. Amen? Y'all still with me? Verse 49, and Jesus stood still. Let me ask you, can your cry get God to stand still? I mean, are you to the point you're so desperate you can get a hold of God? This man was so desperate, even though the crowd was against him, he said, I'm still going to cry out. And the Bible said, I could just imagine the Lord walking down. And you've got to understand, there is a crowd of people with him. And you know, it's just like as in the fellowship hall. I'm sorry, you can't hear nothing in the fellowship hall. From 10:30 to 11, you can't hear nothing back there. It's like, it's like a Japanese movie. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's an English movie, but Japanese people. You see the mouth moving. You don't know what they're saying. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Can you imagine the Lord's walking through there and all these, you know, things are going on. And he cried so much. He cried out to God and God heard him. He stood still. I could imagine that crowd walking, amen. I could imagine that crowd. He's in the middle of the crowd. He stops and the crowd keeps going. They don't even know Jesus stood still. Somebody got his attention. It's somebody that's desperate. It's somebody that's dying, amen. And the Lord specializes in those cases, amen. He's heard somebody that's begging. He knows there's somebody blind. And he stops and he stood still. Amen. That ought to make you say amen right there. Hey, that's what he done for you that day. You know what the Bible says? He heard my cry, amen. You remember when you were in that pit, amen, and you had no hope? You had no hope. You were a beggar, and you cried out to the Lord, and the Lord reached down that pit and pulled you out, amen. I remember that day. I remember that day he pulled me out, hallelujah. I remember that day. See, what we done to God in our church, we done forgot the day he pulled us out. I'll tell you, I remember the day he pulled me out. Almost every Sunday, I tell you about the day he pulled me out. He's been good to me, amen. I remember the day he heard my cry. I remember that day. I'm telling you, you'll never forget the day when God calls your name. I remember it, amen. I remember it like it was yesterday, amen. I could take you to the very spot that he called my name. I sat where Brother Walt was sitting, and he said, the master called it for you. Woo! That's the Holy Ghost conviction, amen. I remember that day like it was yesterday. I can tell you what I had to eat. I had spaghetti to eat. I don't know why I remember that. I just remember the call of the Savior. He stood still, and he heard my cry. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, that's what God, good God is. He heard my cry. He said, there's an old blind man on the back row. The crowd's probably talking, and he stood still. You know, he stood still. I remember getting out of my pew. The devil on one shoulder saying, everybody in church is going to know you're lying. I said, well, I am. Hey, you didn't have to convince me that day I was a sinner. God didn't show me who he is and who I was. It didn't matter what y'all thought. I'll be honest with you. I didn't even take into consideration what you thought. I didn't go around the room. I wonder what so-and-so is going to think. I don't know. Nope. The master called it. See, when the master called it, he might not pass away by that way again. See, that's where some of you are with God. See, he's been walking up and down the aisles of our church, and he said, hey, the master calleth for you. You just ain't listening. You're too immersed in the crowd. Amen. I don't deserve to be saved. I don't deserve the house I live in. I don't deserve nothing. I don't deserve that wife right there. I don't deserve him as a son, her as a daughter. I don't deserve nothing. But you know, one day the master calleth me. One day he calleth me. And you know, how in the world can you sit there and you resist the Holy Ghost of God? I don't know, but He calleth me. They said the Master called it. Can you imagine Him sitting there and He's saying, well, I don't know if He's hurt me. I don't know if it's getting through. He's sitting there and He said, oh, I'm going to have to live a life of a beggar. How long am I going to be blind? And can you remember when they come to Him and said, hey, the Master calleth you. Maybe something inside of Him started staring. Maybe He said, hey, could it be? Would He touch me? Like I've heard them say in the crowd, can I get my sight back? Can He put my home back together? I don't know, but He calleth for you. Well, let me show you something about that thing. I've said this three times, and I mean I'm almost done. Amen. I'm almost out of a voice. Look at verse number 50. He said, be of good comfort. Rise, He calleth for you. That's 49. Look at verse 50. And He, watch this, casting away His garments. Listen. You know what people want to do? They want to come to Jesus, and they want to give Jesus all these things. I mean, hey, give this a list. I'm going to tell you something. You can't get cleaned up without Jesus. Amen. You can't turn a new leaf without Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, He said, you know what? I got a feeling I'm fixing to get a new set of clothes. Amen. I got a feeling that I'm fixing to go from rags to riches. He said, why do I need these beggar clothes no more? I'm fixing to meet the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm telling you, that shows Him ready to repent and get rid of the old life. He's... I won't be needing these no more. I won't need those clothes no more. God's fixing to give me something, amen. I'm fixing to get His righteousness, amen. I'm fixing to get His royalty. I don't need those beggar clothes no more. I'm going to leave them. And I tell you to this day, if I can prove it, I bet you if they're over there and they're digging up somewhere, some archaeologists are digging up, they're going to find some rags that were left on the side of the road. And they're going to say, I wonder who these are. I'll tell you who they are. They're that blind man. He no longer needed them rags. He no longer needed that old life. He's going to step from the darkness into light. He don't need no rags no more. I'm telling you, some of you, when you came to Jesus, you wanted to bring all of it, amen. And I don't mean bring all your sins, bring all that. And what you say, just in case, I want to go back to my old life, just in case it don't work out. He said, nope, I ain't going back to that begging life. Nope, I'm not going back to that blinding life. I'm going to be set free, and I'm going to get some new clothes. Amen. He called it for thee. You know what He did? He had to cast off. He cast it off, man. I'm going to tell you this morning, I can't figure out. Hey, we all got them beggar clothes on, man. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. You say, not me, preacher, not me. Look at this, what I got on. Hey, man, I had to leave my beggar clothes on the back row. Yeah. Amen. That's I came right. To Jesus. Jesus, I ain't got nothing. You're going to have to give it to me. You're going to have to do it. Yeah. You know what? I didn't come up here thinking, I didn't know all the doctrines in the Bible, Brother Vernon. I didn't know all that stuff. I didn't know about redemption, and I didn't know about reconciliation. I didn't know all that. All I knew is I was lost and on my way to hell. I was blinded. I was bound and I was begging. That's all I knew. I didn't know about all that other stuff. I didn't know I was going to be adopted in the family of God. I didn't know all that stuff. But I'll tell you this morning, I sure am glad I left on beggar clothes and came over and God imputed His righteousness in me. That's what we call imputation this morning. God took His righteousness and put it in me and took my filthy rags and He wore them on Calvary's cross. That's why I can stand here today redeemed, because of what Jesus done for me. When you gonna leave them beggar clothes? You know why you hanging on to some of it? Because you wondering if you're gonna have to go back to that old life. Hey, He said, I ain't planning on going back begging. I ain't go ahead and tell you that. My days living on the side of the road are over. My days of living in sin are over, amen. My days are over. All I tell you, I found a man that can. And that's where I'm going. It's over, amen. So I don't need them clothes. Them are beggar clothes. I don't need them. I wonder if He got in the crowd. You ever thought of it? I know it ain't in the Bible, but it's good to think about. I wonder if He got in the crowd. I said, man, I thought you used to. Wasn't you on the side of the road? I was. Man, don't make the same clothes you used to wear. No. Hey, I no, I need the same clothes I used to wear. Something's different about you. What's different? I've seen you somewhere. Wait a minute. I used to see you down at the honky tonk. Yeah, but I ain't to me who I am now. Man, you look different. Something's different about you. Hey, that beggar, when he said, I'm going to leave my clothes behind, amen. I'm casting off those. I don't need those no more. Hey, church, you don't need that no more. Man, that's a different message for a different time. When he cast them clothes off. Let me give you the last thing and I'll be done. Amen. I'm talking about the call, the casting. Verse 51, look what he said. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What should I do unto thee? I wonder if that blind man said, well, can you increase my welfare by $100? Is there any way that I could maybe get a new cane to walk around? You know, a new, can I get one? I need a Braille Bible. Lord, is there any way I could get a Braille Bible? You know, that'd be wonderful. No, he just shot for the moon. Y'all didn't get that. He just shot for the moon. He first asked him just to have mercy on him. He could have said, well, Lord, just have mercy on me. I asked all that. No, he said, I'm shooting for the moon. I don't want an increase in my disability benefits. Amen. That's what a lot of people want. They want a little reprieve. Amen. Y'all getting that? They just want a little reprieve. No, he said, I'm shooting for the moon. How about my sight? He said, I want to see. I don't want an increase in my benefits. I don't want a Braille Bible. I want to see. I want to see what my Heavenly Father's made. Hey, you know, when you were in sin, you couldn't see nothing. You know, creation didn't mean nothing to you. I mean, when you saw the sunrise come up, you know, that didn't mean nothing to you. I was thinking about this. I know I'm simple, but I was thinking about the sunrise the other day. I said, man, ain't it funny how the sun rises in the east? You know when my Savior's coming back to the east? The sun will rise in the east. Hey, I didn't think about that as a lost man. I'm blind. I didn't think about all that stuff God's made. Maybe for the first time, when he got his sight back, he'd finally see his mama face for the first time. Maybe he was just to the point that he got so bitter because his life that he left home. And now for the first time, he can go back and look at his mama. Look at his daddy. And he can see their tears. Said, son, you're back. But you look different. See, there's a conversion there. He passes from darkness unto light. You remember that day? Boy, if I wouldn't do this. I mean, when I was a young preacher, I would, but I've been to pastor school now. I've been in a youth meeting before. I mean, I've done this in a youth meeting one time. I wouldn't do this. I just said, man, I said, tell me about the day you got saved. We'll start right here. So we're going to go around the whole building. And one of the deacons met me in the parking lot. He said, preacher, that ain't none of your business about the day these people got saved. You know why? Because his grandson was the first one, and he says, I don't know. I had to check with mama. I didn't mean to put, I guess I did mean to put him on the spot. I wouldn't do that now. But I wonder if I decided to do that, how many of y'all would get sweaty hands? How many of y'all would start making up a story? How many of y'all would go back in your mind and say, well, let me figure out what date it was? I don't need to know what date it was. I mean, there's people in here say, I don't know what date it was. I don't have a problem with that. I know I was in the delivery room when she came out. And I'm not talking about physically. I was at youth camp when that girl got saved right there. I guarantee you this, if I went to her and I said, Miss Erica, would you give a testimony? I guarantee you she'd take me to the place.
Right.
I guarantee you this morning, if we went around the building, some of you would struggle a little bit. You say you're trying to talk me out of my salvation? You couldn't talk me out of mine. Because I didn't do it. I can tell you about the day where I met God. I can take you to that place. I can take you to that place. Could you take me to a place? Let me ask you this. You think old blind Bartimaeus, maybe he's healed. Man, he's walking around. He's looking for the first time. He sees what trees are and the color orange. Amen. And all these things that I don't know why I said color orange.
Yeah,
she got orange on, amen. Somebody said, man, you got your sight back. Yeah. Well, where'd that happen? I don't know. Hey, Bill. He ain't here today, so I can call him out. Hey, Bill, where was I? Bill, I don't know, fool. Where were you? Where were you what? No, I guarantee you if we had blind Bartimaeus this morning and he was here and I went over to blind, I said, blind Bartimaeus, I'm sorry. He said, don't call me that no more because that ain't who I am. I'm not blind. I'm just Bartimaeus. I wonder if he would have problems. Where was I when I got my sight back? I guarantee you, he could tell me every little rock, every little bush, every little tree. Why? Because he ain't never saw before in his life. And the first time he saw, he was staring the Lord Jesus Christ in the face. I guarantee you. This morning. I guarantee you if blind Bartimaeus, I'm sorry. If he was here this morning, Brother Maverick, he say, oh, man, I can even tell you what color the dirt was. You know, I can tell you what color the carpet was, Miss Ann. It wasn't this carpet. It was a nasty looking purple. It was nasty. It showed every stain. And it wasn't tear stains, by the way. It showed every stain. Right here. Actually, let me be a little bit more accurate. It was about right here because this stage wasn't that far back. I told Kenneth. Now, Kenneth left because he knew I was going to preach on him this morning. When we ripped this carpet up, I told Kenneth, do not rip the carpet up until I get back. He said, why? I said, I'm going to cut out the spot. And I'm going to put it in the frame. Well, that's goofy. Well, people cut out grass at stadiums. And they ain't never played on the field. I was going to cut this section out. Because this is where I can take you to the place where I got saved. The master calleth for thee.